This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman from the 15th of this month. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Jordan at the invitation of the King of Jordan, Abdullah II bin al-Hussein. On the 16th of this month, Mr. Modi will proceed to Ethiopia, which will be his first visit to the country. In the final leg of his visit, beginning on 17th of December, the Prime Minister will reach Oman at the invitation of Oman Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. This will be Prime Minister Modi's second visit to Oman. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hosted a special dinner for all National Democratic Alliance NDA MPs at his official residence last night. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that NDA family represents a shared commitment to good governance, national development and regional aspirations. Mr. Modi said that together they will continue working to strengthen the nation's development journey in the years ahead. This was the first major gathering of the NDA allies after their victory in Bihar elections. India and Liberia have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on pharmacopoeia to promote shared quality standards and regulatory alignment. The Health Ministry informed that the agreement was signed in the presence of Ambassador of India to Liberia, Manoj Bihari Verma, and Liberia's Health Minister, Dr. Luis M. Capoto. The ministry added that this MOU will support improved access to safe and affordable medicines. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has declared the state free of Naxalism following surrender of two Maoists in Balaghat district. He said this became possible due to the determination to eliminate Naxalism from the country by 2026 under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the guidance of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Chief Minister was addressing a program organized under the Rehabilitation to Rejuvenation campaign related to the surrender of Naxalites in Balaghat via video conference from Bhopal. Naxalites Deepak and Rohit surrendered at the Central Reserve Police Force camp in Korka under Birsa Police Station area of Balaghat district yesterday. The 30th International Film Festival of Kerala will begin in Thiruvananthapuram today with the opening film Palestine 36 by Anne-Marie Yassir. Palestine 36 has earned wide acclaim and won the Best Film Award at the Tokyo International Film Festival. Kerala State Chalchitra Academy, the organizer of the event, said that the festival, to be held from 12th to 19th of December, is set to offer an 8-day visual feast of contemporary and historical cinema. A major highlight of this edition is the conferring of Lifetime Achievement Award on Abdur Rahman Sisako, the Mauritian filmmaker and influential voice in African cinema. Canada's new anti-hate bill, C-9, has been amended to distinguish the sacred Hindu, Jain and Buddhist swastika from Nazi imagery. On 10th of December, the House of Commons Standing Committee on Justice and Human Rights unanimously agreed to remove the term swastika from the English version of the bill. The original draft of Bill C-9 had described a banned hate symbol as the Nazi Hakenkreuz, also known as the Nazi swastika. Hindu, Jain and Buddhist groups objected strongly to this, arguing that this phrasing incorrectly associated their ancient sacred symbol of good fortune with Hitler's emblem of hate. The amended text now refers only to the Nazi Hakenkreuz or the Hooked Cross. Austria has passed a law banning headscarves in schools for girls under the age of 14. The measure will apply to girls in both public and private schools. The terms of the new law mean girls under 14 will be forbidden from wearing traditional Muslim head coverings such as hijabs or burqas. Parents would face fines ranging from 150 to 800 euros for repeated non-compliance. In the FIFA E-World Cup 2025 featuring eFootball Mobile, India's Daniel Patel stormed into the quarterfinals as staple toppers of Group B in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia yesterday. India will now face Malaysia in the quarterfinals today at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.